Hi, this is Pastor Steve Tresh, and I wanted to thank you for making the choice to dedicate your child to God at Black Rock. In many ways, your decision to dedicate your child to God marks the first step in being the best parent you can be in God's eyes. As a Christ-following parent, God is calling you to take responsibility for the spiritual growth of your child. But what does that mean? Well, taking spiritual responsibility for your child is summarized in the three commitments each parent takes when dedicating a child at Black Rock. And these three commitments promote the biblical truth that to God, it is not the church's responsibility to lead your child to Christ. It is not the Sunday school's responsibility to teach your child about God's word. It is your responsibility. As a Christ-following parent, it's your responsibility to lead your child to a relationship with God through faith in Jesus. It's your responsibility to have a joyful relationship with God and then to share with your child the joy of a relationship with God. And the three commitments touch on what this means. The first commitment is summarized in the question that I would pose to the parent dedicating a child. Mindful of the sacredness of this act, do you desire to dedicate your child to God? This is a commitment that is designed to direct our attention to what it means to make a relationship with God a priority for yourself and for your child. You know, there are parents who are dedicated to giving their children all the resources and encouragement they need to have success in athletics or academics or some other achievement, which is all good. But the parent who dedicates their child to God has decided to, as a first priority, give their child the resources and encouragement to have success in a relationship with God. And honestly, in view of eternity, is there anything more important than setting your child up for an eternal relationship with God? Is it more important to help your child get into Harvard or into heaven? Among other things, dedicating your child to God means making the decision that you will raise your child with a relationship with God as a priority by making the child's relationship with the church a priority. And I want to encourage you to make weekly worship a priority that you dedicate yourself to. No kid wakes up in the morning and says, "Mom and Dad, am I going to school today?" But sadly, there are many kids who wake up on Sunday and have to ask, "Mom and Dad, are we going to church today?" Your child should never need to ask that question. They should know that worship is a priority in your home. So let me just recommend that you think about this and what it means to make God a priority in your home. The second commitment is summarized in the question, do you commit to guide and counsel your child according to God's holy word in Scripture? Christ-following parents want to communicate to their children early and often that there is a book that supplies 100% accurate information about God and about the meaning of life and what happens after death. And this book is the Bible. It's important to help your child develop an early love for God's Word. And this means introducing age-appropriate Bible stories and books in your reading routine. This means teaching life lessons by making everyday references to Bible stories and the truths they teach about God and about what is right in God's eyes. But in order for you to guide and counsel using the Bible, you need to read the Bible yourself. And if you haven't read much of the Bible, can I just recommend that you start with the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. Read about Jesus and learn to follow him in the Gospels. If you're already a Bible reader, then let me recommend the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. It's a book written as wisdom passed on from a parent to a child, and you'll find a lot to apply to your home life. The third commitment is summarized in the question, do you commit to live before your child in a way that is Christ-like in thought, word, and deed? And this commitment holds up the priority of modeling. Your children learn so much by watching how you live, how you talk, how you treat others, how you react to the ups and downs of daily life. All parents, single parents and married parents, need to model how to handle disappointments, how to manage stress, how to make decisions, and how to resolve interpersonal conflict. This is true for all parents, but if you are married, let me just emphasize how important it is for you to model a good relationship and relationship skills in your marriage. The best gift you can give your children, and studies confirm this, is a healthy marriage where you show affection and have fun and laugh and do the hard work of loving each other with determination. And part of that determination means married couples need to work at keeping their romance alive. When our twins were born, my wife and I committed to each other that we would have a date night once a week and pray together every night. And 12 years later, we're still keeping those commitments to each other. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to make those commitments, but what commitments will you make to each other to keep your romance alive and keep God in the center of your marriage? Whether you're single or a married parent, you have the same joy and same responsibility of sharing the wonder of a relationship with God with your child. This joyful responsibility is summarized in the three commitments you will make as you dedicate your child to God at Black Rock. And as you do, God smiles upon you and will shower upon you and your child every blessing in Christ. Thanks for listening and enjoy the adventure of parenting.
Well, we've heard from Pastor Steve about the importance of these three priorities. First one is making weekly worship a priority at home. The second one, we're going to give you a little bit of homework with, but guiding your kids through God's holy word. So for our baby dedication class, write down two or three things that you can do as a parent to make God's word an important part of your child's life. Maybe that's reading through the Bible at dinner, or getting a hold of a picture Bible, or sort of making a plan to read with them before bed. Come up with two or three things that are going to be an active part of your life. And then the third one is being a model before your child. So we're going to ask you to write two or three things that you can do as a parent to model your love for Christ. All right, thanks a lot, and we'll see you in the next session.